At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm hustling.
Sky's the limit, baby.
BoxingWiz.com.
We don't fight for rings and stuff like that.
Every day I'm hustling.
BoxingWiz.com.
Hey, Daddy.
At the end of the day, no makes sense to me. I'm gonna try for sure.
This is Dollar
B. BoxingWiz.com.
The best fighters in the division. I just beat everybody in 168. All the champions.
This is Dollar
B. Mayday.
I just want to continue making history. Mayday. And they have nothing to offer. Yeah, but for me, it don't make sense.
Baby.
This is Dollar B.
I fight the winner of all of them. Simple. But you guys always ask you too much. To me.
I don't care what they feel.
BoxingWiz.com.
It's the Boxing Voice Radio, number one podcast in Georgia. So like, subscribe. Join the team.
Chat calling the Boxing Voice Radio know I'm my dude, it's the boxing voice. Voice of the people, I done made my choice. 7 days a week, Twitter, X, Discord, iTunes, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio. Name any other podcast you know. They got an AM and they got a PM show. Betting odds and weekend shows. You can call and let it go. Soy, Compion, De La Hente, Patreon, Pendejo, Amateur, Olympic Pro, Treadmill, Road Work, Elliptical. Only one place we can go. Dante's Boxing Ego. No, it's only one destination for interviews, conversation, and boxing news entertainment. The Boxing Voice, why you waiting? It's only one destination for interviews, conversation, and boxing news entertainment. The Boxing Voice, why you waiting?
Boxing Voice Radio, number one podcast. Enjoy the show, it's a great place to talk boxing. Ness on the mic, super chat calling.
What up, what up, what up? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, Solo Dolo, Scarface, No Manolo. We're here to be discussing Devin Haney and his return to the ring. He is in London, and he's made it clear that Turki Alashik has called for a meeting, and that's why he was in London. So the news we discussed earlier about a certain content creator thinking that Haney was clout chasing and trying to get attention from Riyadh Season and the media that was going to be there for Riyadh Season, seems like he was invited by none other than himself, Turki Alashik, the man with the plan, the man with the money. I'm going to go to the audio. This is what we're going to be discussing. If you guys are interested, please go ahead. Join us here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. You could also join us on X Spaces, where we're live as well. If you want to call in, don't forget to request and raise your hand. First piece of video evidence.
I saw you mention over social media, March time. What can you tell me what's the plan for Devin Haney's return?
We got to see. You know, I'm here to meet with your ex, Turki Alashik. To see if we can make something happen. You know, I got an offer from BLK Prime to do a fight in March. And it's possible, but you know, I'm here for a reason to try to make a deal, and we'll see if we can put something together.
Would you say for your first fight back about BLK Prime, or something like that, easier combat fight seems more realistic than jumping straight back into the level you were prior to Ryan Garcia?
I mean, I'm a competitor at the end of the day. So I want to fight the biggest fighters in the world, the best fighters in the world. And we just got to see. You know, whatever makes sense for me, my team, my family, then that's what's next.
I saw you mention.
So he didn't make it clear whether or not it was going to be a tune-up. It seems like it could be not a tune-up. Now, other people on social media have been conducting interviews with Devin, and, you know, he's gone and said that he will be fighting, and it will most likely be a catchweight at 143-144. So he's not just moving straight up, but it does look like a move to welterweight is imminent, and Hassan Wells has, you know, gone through the audio. He did put the link here where he speaks on the Get Back and BS with Ryan Garcia. But he did say that his comeback fight will be most likely at 143-144, which is a catchweight. So two pieces of information that we were able to get. One, he's going to be potentially coming back on a Turki Alashik card. Now, obviously, he still has an offer from Black Prime. So if he and Alashik can't reach a deal, Black Prime is there for him to do what he originally was set out to do. Now, he is in London, and we'll see how this meeting with Alashik goes. But so far, you know, at least we know that there's interest. Now, I know a lot of guys are going to be negative and not want to piece it together, but if he's here to see Alashik and he was invited to see Alashik, and Bill and Devin have been saying that Alashik made Tio an offer, it seems like maybe Bill and Devin were not lying about Alashik making Tio a bigger offer than what Tio and Top Rank made Devin. And
you know, it's like I said, you wouldn't lie on Turki Alaşık because then you can lose this type of, you know, venture and union. You lie on someone, you know, and I don't think they're going to be inviting you to Peacock Gym. I don't think they're going to be inviting you to sit down and negotiate. I think they'll be upset with you. So the Haneys proved once again that they're all receipts and facts when it comes to, you know, giving you the business down the middle the way that they claim. I did want to show some of Devin's, you know, moves out in London. He was actually doing some pad work with Tunde Ajayi, the former trainer of Anthony Yard. Lions in the camp. And this is Devin here in the UK in Peacock Gym, you know, getting a little shine on, showing people what he's got and shaking out for the cameras. But phone lines are open if you guys want to call in. This is what we're discussing, the potential ring return for young Devin Haney, and just asking ourselves, who may he face? 143, 144 pound catch weight. Who's actually going to share the ring with Devin Haney? Now, if you go to an article on Boxing Scene, like I said, he's been talking to the media, and I quote, "It's a possibility," Haney said, "on fighting next on Alaşık's engineered Riyadh season card. Quote unquote, Black Prime has a good opportunity for me in March. They offered me something, but now His Excellency has called the meeting for a fight. So we'll see if we can iron something out while I'm here. I don't have no news on my next opponent yet," Haney said. "We're looking at some guys. That's why I'm here to meet Alaşık. We'll see." And when asked about the possibility of meeting Adrian Broner in his ring return in March, he said, "That's not true, but it's possible. It's not true, but it's possible." So, you know, the Haney-Broner situation still could be something that we end up seeing happen for Devin Haney. We got Discord available and X Spaces available for anybody that wants to call in. Ryochenko, first caller of the day. What'd it do?
Yo, yo.
We copy.
Oh, this is Marco.
Oh, Marco, what up? I thought you was Ryochenko. Ryo, are you there? And I guess until then, what's up, Marco? How you been?
Almost died, man. Had pneumonia. It was fucked up bad.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if I almost died literally, but I had pneumonia. It was bad. Bad cold turned into pneumonia. It was fucked up. I've been off the grid for like 2 weeks.
Damn.
Yeah.
People thought you was on vacation.
That's a devilish vacation, I'll tell you that. Yeah, but, you know, strong like bull.
Strong like bull. Funny. So what do you think of the news, man? Devin Haney's in London. He had a media workout in Peacock Gym with trainer Tunde Ajayi. And now it looks like he's going to be meeting with Turki Alaşık to discuss a potential Riyadh season fight.
Yeah, I was confused when I heard it, because it's like, why is he in London? Like, Turki is not based out of London. Like, well, why'd he go to London?
I was thinking maybe. I mean, Turkey's there because of some business.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. I mean, that's good. Anything with Turki is good.
That's how I said, you know. Can't go wrong on a Turki fight.
Yeah, interesting to see who he fights, because so many like question marks for all these guys right now. We don't know who's going where, who's doing what.
Rumors: Adrian Broner, Tevin Farmer, and what was the third one? Adrian Broner, Cobbs, Tevin Farmer, Cobbs. Correct, Cobbs.
I love Cobbs. I think Cobbs is the best fight, but probably the most dangerous. So I don't know if he's, I think he might be avoided.
We'll see. The news did break, and Devin will be fighting at 143, 144. So that, to me, means Broner or Cobbs.
Damn, so he's doing 143, 144.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that to me says Broner or, you know, Blair the Flair.
And we got a... Because it's only April's only 3 months away, right? That's the end of the suspension. The Ryan rematch is scratched, not happening.
As of now, I mean, no, but we don't know what Turkey wants, right? Turkey could be potentially meeting up with Devin to say, hey, I really want that rematch. Let's plan it for May 1st. The minute Ryan's out, you know, I got the funds. What is it that you need? I mean, we don't know. That's kind of what we're here discussing, right? The fact that he's out there and it's been made official that he's going to beat Turkey Alashik. And I already, you know, pieced it together and said, look, if he's meeting Turkey Alashik, that means that he was not lying on Turkey Alashik's name. And that's why Turkey Alashik is still meeting with him, which means he and Bill were telling the truth about an offer for Teofimo Lopez from, you know, Turkey himself. You know,
why is Teofimo putting out videos pretending to be homeless? Like, I don't get the whole marketing behind all that.
I don't know, but that was actually funny. It was actually funny.
I don't get the point.
I don't know. It was a dream, right? It was a dream. You didn't watch the whole video?
Yeah,
so it was a dream. So, and he woke up in a cold sweat, so it's more of a nightmare. Basically, he's telling you that's not what he wants to happen because of his cold sweat, right? But it's good marketing. I mean, the comment sections were flooded. People enjoyed it. They think he has an acting career on the horizon. I got G-Ball with the first super chat of the day. Damn, Devin willing to do a catch weight now, but didn't want to do a catch weight for Tank. Fight is wild. Yeah, but he's doing a catch weight of way above a weight the Tank would want to fight. Tank probably wanted a catch weight of like 138, let's say, or 6 with what he did with Ryan. Devin obviously is trying to do a catch weight moving up, not down, my brother. Matt Bent, $102. Daily dose of Tankquil. Show, Tanknition, pad work, Tankquil 2025. So he wants us to show the Tank pad work that Tank himself posted on his social media. And he's training with Barry Hunter. And there is no sighting of Coach Larry Wade or, Coach Calvin Ford or his trainer Kenny Ellis.
Yeah, that couple videos come out, right? The smoking.
So
weed
this is strange, right? Because speaking of Calvin Ford, look at the two only posts left on Tank's Instagram. One from 6 days ago, and it's a picture of Calvin Ford, and it says, "I do this out of love, Purple Heart." It just comes off as anger. If you felt any type of pain, it's supposed to turn you up. Hashtag the one March 1st. So. Maybe he's telling Calvin, like, he cut him off, you know, to give him a wake-up call. But that's the only post there. Then it's the new post with a new trainer that we all know, Barry Hunter, formerly the trainer of Lamont Peterson and, you know, Anthony Peterson. And he's now the trainer of that young man back there, you know, Shark. And that young man back there is also on, and that's Derek Scooter. He's also on Tank's undercard. But this is Tank and the pad work that, you know, they wanted us to show. He's working with Barry Hunter for this fight. So, looks like we got a focused Tank looking good in the gym. What are your thoughts, player?
There's so many rumors. Well, there's so many rumors of him splitting up with, you know, but every time I hit up Coach Kenny, it's always like, no, not true, not true, not true. I don't. Calvin has been with him since he was a legitimate child. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't see that bond being split up. I don't think that's happening.
So you think it's all marketing and they just keeping him away from the cameras?
I don't know. Like when Tank was, I forget where he was, and Calvin and Kenny wasn't there. Maybe it was the Roach press conference, and I hit up Kenny, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm on my way to Puerto Rico. I'm doing something with some other fighters. That's why I'm not there." But no, we didn't break up. Point being, who the fuck knows what those guys got going on? You know, they train a lot of amateurs. They have a lot of other things going on.
Yeah, but this is their biggest fighter. And, you know, the world finds it odd that they're not spotted around next to their biggest product. We got Darius Flower, $2. Dev will show what an extra 3 pounds means. Leonard Sterling, 5-pounder. They all there for Ring Magazine Awards tomorrow in London. There you go,
right.
Marco.
Right.
Now remember that Turki Alashik owns the Ring Magazine, not Riyadh Season.
He does.
So he's going to be in town, and that's what it is. He asked for young Devin Haney to be there so they can have a sit-down, potential conversation on what's to come or to be. Phone lines are open if anybody wants to call in. Discord is available. X Spaces is available as well. We're talking Devin Haney and his potential next move. As we found out, one, it'll be a catch weight of 143, 144, potentially, according to reporters on hand. And according to Devin himself, you know, he has a deal on the table with Black Prime, but he's also been called to London to have a sit down with Turki Alashik to see what they can potentially put together for a future fight. But once again, if you want to call in and voice your opinion on this topic, Discord is available and X Spaces. I will try and get that pinned to the top. But keep in mind, no callers, no show. And we did report, man. We did report. We'll probably have to be back once more news breaks for Devin.
Yeah, it's been kind of a slow period of boxing, right?
I mean, December's always slow, man, and you know, the beginning of the new year is always slow until you get those fights. But we were reading off the schedule this morning. We'll have 3 pay-per-views by the time March 1st rolls around, and potentially a 4th pay-per-view if Errol Spence gets in the ring on March 29th, as reported. Plus, in between that, we will get a lot of fights. Bivol rematch with Better Beef. Shakur fighting Floyd, Schofield, Caroline Dubois unifying. There's a lot happening between now and March 1st. So, yeah, you know, we seem to be on a good place with boxing now in this new year. Even a lot of good pro box cards. You know, they got a card with Gabriel Flores, and they have another one here coming up. But looks like we got Inevitable. What up?
Yellow.
D-Block, you there?
Can you hear me, Nez?
Yes, sir. What up, champ?
Oh, my God. The breaking news, and more fucking breaking news. Devin Haney with Alashik. The man with a plan, the man that got something going on. I want to thank Bill. You know, I want to thank Bill for coming to my show live. You know, he's a respectable guy at the end of the day. He wants to really spread the news. And this is the news. People were laughing at Devin Haney for saying he was going to go to Black Prime. BLK Prime. You know, the thing is, when the money, when we know where the money is at with the Saudi Arabians, that is the Sheik. The Sheik saw that. He said, man, get your ass over here. I got the luggage. I'll pay for your airplane. I'll pay for you to come to London. You are the man with a plan, which is Devin Haney, the dream Haney. You know, the youngest undisputed champion of the world. You know, Nez, how do you feel about this? That the Sheik wants negotiations when a lot of people really saw that Devin Haney had nowhere to go. What you got to say about that, my brother?
Nah, man, I'm happy that Atlas Sheik is still invested in Devin and that we can get these big fights. You know, this just shows that Devin and Bill were telling the truth about the Turkey Atlas Sheik and Teofimo offer. Because if they weren't, they wouldn't be getting an invite after lying on that man's name.
You know, Nez, more breaking fucking news. Breaking news, more fucking breaking news. You know, it is being reported that Calvin Ford will not be a part of the Baltimore's finest, Baltimore's greatest son that ever came out of Baltimore. They're saying that, the reports are saying that Calvin Ford will not be a part of Tank Davis's camp. He's reached out to a younger coach, which is bringing his own opinion in the game, where they're going to tighten up his defense because he does get hit a lot. Have you noticed that he does get hit a lot, Ness?
Nah, I hear you, man. I hear you. I think that it's more, you know, about Dev and Ryan. They're both in London. Turkey Atlas Sheik is there. I don't know. I think that maybe Turkey Atlas Sheik understands that Devin and Ryan rematch is probably the biggest fight in boxing right now, and he's trying to make that. Tank, you know, he's fighting Lamont Roach. He's bringing up another small guy. You know, there's not really a lot to talk about there. No reason to talk about it, in fact.
You're right, Ness. You know, I'm going to say it like this. If Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney gets matched up, it will be one of the biggest pay-per-view events that you've seen in a long time. The rematch has to happen, Ness. We all want to see it. And my brother, did you enjoy yourself over there in your island, my brother? Did you enjoy yourself?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, man.
And guess what? We appreciate you. You are the foundation to this boxing community. We love you, Ness, and appreciate you 100%. It's inevitable. D-Block, D-Town, DC, D-Ville, coming at you live from Dallas, Texas. Thanks!
Salute, champ. Keep grinding. I see you out there working and doing your thing. Shout out to the parody Michael Benson account listening to the show. You guys are funny, too, because so many people follow you, Mr. Parody account, and they be sending me your tweets. You be really getting people, man. And your account literally says it's a parody, but you still get people. But shout out to you. For tuning in. If you guys are rocking out on X Spaces, go ahead and give me a retweet. Michael Benson, Mr. Fake Benson, give me that retweet since you get that fake news out there. This is some real news. Get us out there. You know, if you're on X Spaces, it's very simple to just hit that repost. That's going to spread the word, get us potentially more callers, more listeners. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe. Hit that thumbs up. That'll also activate the algorithm. We're going out to Tip Bellis. What is up?
Yo, man. Shout out to the inevitable jump off, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, dudes get one Bill Haney interview, and now they're an official rider. This shit is insane, bro. It's insane, man. Dude, he just became a whole jump off, man. And you know what? I'm proud of him, though, Ness. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of that jump off, man. Because this is his first time coming in with, you know, some type of positivity. You know what I'm saying? Any other call, you know, it's a new year. So he might have put the hate to the side. But, you know, shout out to the inevitable jump off. You know what I'm saying? you know, ain't much going on in the sport of boxing right now, man. You know, Devin in discussions with Turkey. I mean, what they in discussions about? Who they going to fight? Because, you know what I'm saying, it seemed like Devin keep turning down the big names. So, I mean, just give him a tune-up. You know what I'm saying? Give him a tune-up. You know what I'm saying? Let him figure out what he's going to do. We want that Teofimo fight. Hopefully, T.O. get a fight and he get out that that top-ranked contract. And then they can make shit shake over there. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, you know, ain't much really moving.
I mean, ain't much really moving. Turkey Atlas Sheik done got Devin and Ryan in the same country. They're going to be in the same venue. Man. That's the biggest fight in boxing. Biggest fight in boxing.
I mean,
he's looking that way. I mean, why is Devin saying he want to fight at the last weight that Ryan fought at, 143, 144? Ow.
Hey, man, I don't think them boys fighting.
I mean, why they both over there?
Hey man, Turkey invited him over there. I mean
what you think? So a dude that's rich that puts together fights invites two guys over. I get it. Is you thought PBC was gonna make this fight?
Now we putting on better shit.
PBC.
You see our schedule.
I get it. If Al was smart, he would have got involved. Man, like, let me do this one.
You see what Al doing in the first quarter? Oh, we looking lit in the first quarter. And I can only imagine what's going to happen, you know what I'm saying, in the middle part of the year.
Wait a minute.
So it's the later end.
Wait a minute. So Tank bringing up another dude. Benavidez beating up on an inexperienced dude. And us paying for Earl's demise, because this is going to be the end of Earl.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Hey.
On pay-per-view, somehow that's a lit first quarter. Terrible.
When you see that all them fights going to be, they going to have the crowd ecstatic, energetic, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it's going to have the stadium rocking, and it might be great main events that we can look forward to on YouTube right after, you know what I'm saying, that following week. You know what I'm saying? I just want you to save your comments, bro, because your opinion going to change once all these fights happen, man. You know what I'm saying? You was just on here complaining earlier about how Shakur and Schofield ain't nobody recognizing their fight. I already told you why ain't nobody recognizing their fight. They put two American fighters on a co-main event to some UK dudes over in Saudi Arabia. Stupidest move ever. I don't know why the hell they did that. Shakur Stevenson and Floyd Schofield is his own main event. They should have took him off that card, but it is what it is. We too close to the date. They got to get it in. That fight should have been here in the States, man. They doing our fighters dirty. You know what I'm saying? This is why they're not getting the recognition they deserve, man, because they showing fight cards on DAZN placed in Saudi Arabia, bro. How you gonna target your American audience? How can you build your audience, bro, when your people don't even know you fighting? But we can't say that about the PBC fighters, because, you know, we getting active over here, man. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, that's March 1st, February 1st. You know what I'm saying? Roll out. February 15th, roll out. You already know what time it is, man. Get ready. And, hey, and it's on Amazon Prime. Free with your subscription, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear none of that.
I hear you, man. Must be a full-time job gangbanging.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, listen. And we just gotta, you know what I'm saying? I seen a career almost burn with Hearn, and you know what I'm saying?
What career
and
is that?
Listen, you know what I'm saying? I can't disclose any names, man, but just, you know, he over on my side now, man. You know what I'm saying? He family now. So, you know, I got to change my tune, man.
Who
gotta
that?
Change my tune. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Jaleel, man.
Oh, he left?
Nah, he ain't leave. He ain't leave. But he training at my gym now. I just went to the gym for like the first time yesterday. I walked in. I was like, hold on. I was like, why the fuck is Jaleel here? Apparently he been there for like a whole month. I mean, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
At least my man Eddie ain't cut him after the loss. You feel me? Look.
Nah, he gonna bounce back though, man.
Cause Top Rank did Brandon Moore nasty, man. He lost to Richard Torres and they cut him. That's bananas, bro.
I was watching him work yesterday, man. Look, he did about 16 rounds of sparring, bro. A lot of you not. Like he really putting in the work, bro. He gonna be ready next time out, especially, you know what I'm saying, now that he coming over and, you know what I'm saying, working with my coaches and everything, and they see things differently. You know, some like a Troy, you know. So they definitely gonna sharpen up some things too. Yeah, man.
I mean, I thought so is you back on March 1st or what? TBX or what?
Mm-hmm. Hell nah.
Oh,
bro, I'm out of shit. I'm out of shape, bro. I ain't been in the gym in like 3 months. I lie to you not. But when I do come back, we kicking ass, man. You know what I'm saying? We kicking ass.
Oh, look, somebody just emailed me. They want to sign up their nephew to Border Wars. That's dope.
Yeah, man. And make sure y'all be tuning in to Silver Gloves this weekend, man. A lot of kids coming up to Silver Gloves this weekend, man. So keep your eyes on that, man. Keep your eyes on these prospects, you know, these future prospects in your local area. Yeah, man, I'm tuning out for a bit. Somebody, if I hear something, I'll tap back in.
So, all right.
All right.
If you're trying to call in, Discord is available. X Space is also available. What up, Marco?
You said the same. Peace out the tip.
Oh, okay. Let me keep these lines moving in. I got Big Gucci.
Big Gucci.
Yo, what's popping? That's how the audio.
All good.
Yeah, man. Shout out Marco Boxing.
What up?
Shout out to Ness. We back in the rhythm right now. Love the 7 p.m. Eastern show, my favorite. Yeah, man, Tip was right. D-Block, he thinking he the new Breakfast Club or some shit off that Bill interview. But look, Bill out here handing out interviews like hotcakes, man. So D-Block, you can have your little fame. That shit was kind of funny, man. But yo, this talk with Turkey Alashik, man, I would love to see if they're reaching out to like different promoters like Top Rank. I would love to see him fire like a Rolly. Like, he'll fuck Rolly up. Like, I mean, we all been saying that before the Ryan fight. But styles make fights, man. Ryan did what he did. But I feel like Devin Haney would do what Ryan did to Devin to Rolly, if that makes sense. But yeah, I'd love to see that fight, man. That's like, that's a fight that would get him that bag. Cause Turkey all about giving that bag, but Turkey want to see competitive fights, man. And Rolly is a borderline tune-up. Let's be real. Like, he can get a big bag for Rolly. Cause what happened?
I don't think Turkey Alashik gonna have him fighting Rolly, man. He got Ryan and Devin in the same place. For the same event, I mean, it just, you know, seems like that's the case. Like, why y'all just keep pushing this Rolly guy? Like, I don't get that.
Nah, hold up. What you trying to say? That Ryan fight might be next?
I mean, Ryan just tweeted not too long ago that he's also in London for the Ring Awards. Turkey's there. He invited Devin there. Devin said he's there to make a deal. I mean, Turkey says he loves boxing. How many fights is out there for Devin if you already tried to make T.O. and T.O. can't do it? You know, you waited so long. Ryan's suspension about to be up. I mean, it just makes sense that they're there to talk about the Ryan rematch. Devin already said his next fight might be at 43-44. That's the same weight Ryan just fought at.
Yeah, no, I called that a catchweight. I said he was going to come back at like a 143 to 145. But yo, man, that would be the fight I would want to see. I would want to see the rematch, but I was thinking Devin doesn't want like a Ryan rematch right away. That's what I was thinking. But look, if the Ryan rematch is in the hat, bro, that's the fight I want to see, man. That's unfinished business, and they got to go right back in there. No in-between fights for any of them, man. But yeah, if that fight could happen, that's the one I want to see. I only threw that Rolly shit out there because I'm kind of just feeling out the options. But yeah, if that fight can be made, I want to see that rematch ASAP, man. Yo, Marco, who you got in that rematch, Ryan or Devin, if it happens?
I can't go against Ryan. I just can't. I'd have to lean towards Ryan, but anything's possible, you know, because we got the Osterine could have, you know, depends how big of a part the Osterine played. But I'd have to lean towards Ryan in that fight. What about you?
I'm gonna have to go with Ryan. I feel like the Osterine played a little part, but come on, I feel like the weight played most of it. the weight gave him that durability and that extra weight, not having to strain down that little few pounds. Man, Champ, he's going to be at a healthy way right there, man.
That was the bell, and I got other callers. I got Tyron. What up?
Yo, yo, yo. What's good, Ness?
What up?
What's good, Marco? Shouts out to BV.
What up?
Hope everyone blessed. Yeah, man. I see Dev trying to do his thing, you know, moving the size. I just saw he did post something on that. So I take it the fight isn't on BOK right now. He's just exploring his options, which is cool. Shouts out to Turk, man, for real. You know, when he first came in the sport, I was kind of like iffy. But, you know, he really just showing his true colors, man. Like, he just really loved the sport. It's like a gladiator to him, right? Like, everybody was throwing away Devin, you know, because, you know, that situation that happened with Ryan. That was a beating, you know, Osterine or not, it was a beating. But having a guy like Turk in the game, it makes it good, you know what I mean? Because we as fans, we quick to throw these fighters away. And it's like you got a guy like Turk willing to put Devin in a big fight, willing to pay Devin like that. Imagine if he was on PBC and he lost or something like that. Like, imagine how his career would have alternated. You know what I mean? Given just that viewpoint of it. You look at Fury and Usyk. I saw he was trying to make Fury Usyk 3, I think, at the Wembley Stadium or something like that. I just saw rumors, not know if it's true or not, but just showing, like, he just want to make the best fights, just put on. And that's what's up, man. But shout out to Devin, too, man. I'm anxious to see him in there. I want to see how he fights moving forward. I want to see how he reacts to punches and things of that nature. Because, you know, I didn't see the full workout in this. I don't know if you saw it or Marco, but a lot of people were saying that he was looking, like, off. Did you guys get a chance to check the workout in London, the open workout he had?
I didn't see it.
I mean, I showed some of the pad work he was doing with Ajayi. I ain't seen nothing crazy.
Okay. Yeah, man, I'm just anxious to see him in there, man. He's still young, you know what I mean? But, again, I just want to see how well he reacts to punches and you know, is he going to fight differently? Is he going to be more so defensive? You know what I mean? Because we look at Dev not having too much power, so it's like, okay, how are you going to translate that now moving forward? And guys already think that you have a glass chance. So it's just a lot of little questions for Dev, but shouts out to him, man. He's moving forward. But that's all I had, champ. I appreciate you, man. Shouts out to TBV. Hope everyone blessed still tuning in.
All right. I got Ahmed. What up?
Yes, that's what. Did you touch on the Inouye situation?
No. We're talking just Dev and the Ali Sheikh situation.
All right. I'll get to that then. I'll touch on the Dev. I think a lot of these American fighters are surprised at the like reception they receive when they come to the UK. So I don't know what that tip, whatever, Brainless, whatever his name is on about. Like, if these guys are like supporting American boxing, like they're so vocal online, like I think American boxing would be in a better state. I'm not saying it would be the same as the British boxing scene, because I think they're two different markets, but the numbers to me seem like they're going down. And even if these pay-per-views are more expensive, a lot of these guys are, argue online all day. I don't think they really supporting the fighters they like or the networks, because a lot of these PBC events, whether or not they're pay-per-view, a lot of these numbers, even for, like, you know, the fighters, they say that big names are given Tank. Some of his numbers, I don't think they anything to harp on about. Like, the Tank Ryan fight, I think, did well. If Devin was with PBC, I think a lot of these guys are so critical of Devin, they'd probably be supporting him. But regarding Devin, I think him and Ryan is a natural fight. But do you think Teo should have taken that fight? Because I don't know what's going on with Teo, but that still, I think, would have been a big fight that you could have put on pay-per-view.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we're going to take anything, if we're going to believe what he's saying, he's obviously in contract litigations, you know?
So. But then why did Turk, why did Turkey try making the fight then? Was it
Turkey don't know what you got going on legally. He just knows what he wants to do. So he could send an offer. That don't mean T.O. can accept it, though. You know, Turkey got nothing to do with what's going on with your legal situation. And he don't have to know to send an offer.
Yeah. You know, regarding Shakur, you were saying you didn't like the fact that fight's not getting promoted, but
none of those fights are being talked about.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of felt the same with the Fury Usyk rematch compared to the first fight, but I think it depends when the fights happen. Like, if there's fights in January or February, but I would say one thing, do you think, like, that's not a bad idea to push a call, like, on an undercard? Because his last couple of fights...
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about him being on an undercard. I care about such a big card with so many good fights going unnoticed. I mean, it's February 22nd and nobody's talking about it.
But is that even a pay-per-view in America? Because the first view of the fight was a...
They gonna sell us that? You kidding me? Everybody
the
on
The first
it.
One wasn't, though. Man. The first one wasn't a pay-per-view.
Yeah, the first one wasn't, and it wasn't this type of card either.
Remember, the first one
I think was supposed to have Shakur on it, end up not having him.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Copy cool, what it do?
Copy cool.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on?
What up, champ?
What up?
Shit. Hey, bro. I think for good name here to come back on, man. And I mean, now that I'm hearing people talk, it makes sense about that. If that's going to be a Turk card, like I was thinking maybe a Ramirez for him to come back on a Ramirez card. You know what I'm saying, Jose Ramirez? If they're gonna do a catch weight,
who
but also?
Haney versus Jose Ramirez?
Yeah. Why not?
I was just making sure that's what you said, because that was left field.
Yeah, no, it is. That's why I'm thinking out the box, because we bringing up, like, bro, like, not especially that you say he comes back at a catch, right, at 43. So I'm thinking of fighters that may have made sense, and he's trying a new weight class. That may have a name, that were former champions, and that are in good deeds with, you know, with maybe Black Prime or there overseas, and I'm thinking of maybe like a Maurice Hooker, you know, or what's the other guy, the other dude, I can't think of his fucking name, I always get them two mixed up, Maurice Hooker and the other kid, Cormier. Like, I could see him coming back to those type of guys. Nobody's mentioning them guys, and I know I'm coming out of
left field. Those are good fights. Nah, those are good. Cormier's a decent fight. He's still a puncher.
Yeah, you know, I know there's the left field, but these are the type of guys that he's going to need to come back to. You know what I'm saying? Like, to kind of get his feet wet at that weight class. And these are guys that fought. Only reason why I say Jose Ramirez is because Jose Ramirez has fought at those weight classes, 40 and 47, so a catch weight at 43 or 44 makes sense. And right now, although he came off of a loss with Barboza, you know, that he still has his name enough to give it that push, you know, for a comeback fight, as well as those two names that I mentioned. I know we said Broner. I know we said this guy. You know what I'm talking about. Woo! This dude. I can't think of his fucking name right now. I'm catching brain farts.
Cobbs. Blair Cobbs.
Cobbs. Well, we know that now. That takes Farmer out the pocket, right? Because Farmer ain't going to come up to 43. So, like...
I mean, you don't know that. Money talk, man. Farmer was already at 40-something when he started to come back. It's money that make you motivated. He just proposed to his wife. You know, with proposals comes wedding planning and honeymoon planning. And then,
yeah, but it's just,
you know.
It's, again, like I mentioned before, we did fight for that weight, a little higher at that weight. But I just think that right now, that's just a little too far up. You know what I'm saying? At 43, that fight would have been nice maybe at 5 or 4 that moment. But at that weight class, no.
Hey, man. That's the biggest fight on the table for Tev right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we already had two. He already had two close wins. I want to say he won both those fights with Murataya and oh boy, but they gave the decision the other way around. But you know, the public saw it differently. So that makes sense. You know, that'll be a great fight to see his redemption. That would definitely be the biggest fight on the board right now. You know. But hey, whatever comes. But I'm just trying to figure out where Haney's gonna go from here on out. You know, with that comeback fight, now that it's a catchweight, just made the things appealing and more enticing. And who's gonna be out?
Yeah,
there.
I mean, I think you're going way outside the box because you want to. I think it just made it more realistic for the names that was already there: Tevin, Broner, Cobbs. You know. He's the A side to those guys, so they got to move up and down, and it just makes sense to put a strong punching welterweight at 144, make them come down. It just makes sense, you know, if you want to be smart anyway. But listen, that was the bell. Thanks for calling in. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you already know I'm back. We in the States, you know, so it's twice a day. No more callers, but that's okay because we're going to do this all over again tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern, plus again, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard, 7 p.m. Eastern. I am your host, Ness GTO. Marco, let them know where they can find you.
Marco Boxing, all platforms. You're back in Florida, right?
I'm back in Florida.
All right, bet.
Peace. Mr. Negative coming through late.
Who?
What up?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, we can hear you.
Right. Yeah, man. I'm surprised the show's about to end already, bro. I guess I'm not used to the second show.
They got used to me being away, man. So, you know, they got to get reminded that we twice a day around these parts.
But that's why we got to keep the show going, man. We got where the callers at. There's people listening. I see him thunking. He always has some weird fucking strange, you know, opinion with aggressive words and, you know, something that was really descriptive when it comes to describing these fighters. I'm sure he's got something to say, but I mean, on to my opinion. Listen, man, Devin Haney is definitely one of the better talented fighters we have. You know, just what? Before the Ryan fight, he was on a lot of people's pound-for-pound list. You know, we have to go through the accomplishments, you know, youngest, you know, undisputed, two-time weight champ, you know, a guy that looked like he was going to have an opportunity to really solidify himself, you know, within the history of boxing. And instead, you know, he fought Ryan Garcia and, you know, you saw what happened. So I would love to see him get it back in blood. Yeah, I peeped that. Ryan said he was in London. I think Turkey is really going to try to make it. It's just going to be, you know, how is he going to make it? And obviously, the number one way to do it is with money. And we know Turkey will spend money. And I think, really, that's a fight you got to put back in the U.S. You know, if he wants to do it under the ring title instead of Riyadh season, maybe that'll be the opening show for it. I think that's that rematch is one of the more anticipated matches that can be made. And I think it could be in a very successful event, especially we see Turkey's able to make good undercards, but he needs a sizzling main event. And I see Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia, too. Or I guess you got to flip it, right? I don't know. We got a no contest. I don't know exactly how they'll come to terms with that. But the rematch, that's definitely something to make the noise. I think boxing fans, that's what they want to see when it comes to Turkey. They want to see the BBLs, man. They want to see the BBLs out there. They want to see the influencers. They want to see the casuals really drawn and see if Turkey can really do that to break through mainstream, American the fan base, and to make a mega event instead of having to make these hour long or 30 minute long concerts that I've never fucking watched in my life. So I'm hoping that's the fight he can make. I want to see Devin try to get back in blood. I want to see Ryan test clean and see exactly what comes to be. Was it really the little bit of Osterine or really it's just he's the kryptonite for Devin Haney, man? I want to find out. Let's make it happen. You know, when it comes to talking about him fighting Broner or Cobbs, that doesn't really grab my attention. But, you know, if I'm Devin, I'm either trying to get a Ryan fight or I like that suggestion. Jose Ramirez, former unified champion, a guy that a lot of us kind of know, a guy that brings the pressure, that's going to come to fight, and we're going to see, you know. He's going to try to hit Devin a lot, and if he does, can Devin take the punches, you know, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th round? But, yeah, man, just wanted to keep the show going. I'm about to pick up my son, so I'm going to let y'all go, man. Appreciate the time.
Khaled, Indiana.
Yo, Nash, you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right, salute. Hey, real quick, I'm a talk, but then I want, like, the most of my call to be, like, you answering this question I'm going to give you. So Calvin Ford and Tank split up. You know, hopefully they can figure that out. You know what I'm saying? Devin out there with Turkey. That's going to be kind of up in the air. It just, you know, that's a big fight. I'm for sure going to watch it. It's not really going to mean much for Devin if he hasn't improved on his skill set and if he hasn't gotten past the, like, mental hurdle that is taking your first loss. Even though it was rule of no contest, you lost. You know what I'm saying? And loss from the standpoint of you got the shit beat out of you. So can you just overcome that? So it is intriguing, but he got to improve the skills. But my question to you is, and this is for the remainder of my call, I want your thorough answer on this. What is your take on Teofimo, like the Teofimo interview that you had, because it was strange and unique, and just the whole Top Rank situation, and how do you think he should go about it? What should be the best plan of action? That's my three questions to you.
Hold up. What's the first one?
My bad. All right. The first question is, what is your take, or how did you assess the interview?
Oh, I mean, I took it like it's Tio, right? Like, we know he's been on some wild shit.
Okay.
So, I took everything with a grain of salt. Like, what sounded believable, I believe. You know, okay. I should have pushed back, but, you know, again, remember, I got that shit spontaneous. He jumped on. I didn't plan it. So,
okay.
Now that the situation happened when he hit me with the monkey shit, I should have hit him with the Jesus shit because he's Christian. I should be like, oh, you Christian. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly.
So I fucked that up. But yeah, you know, he obviously gave that impression that he's probably wasn't all there, right? Or going through something, like he said it himself, he was dealing with smoking and drinking and the pain from his wife. So, you know, and it do sound like he venting, like he going through a divorce, and maybe it hurt him more than he's letting us to believe, because he on his social media talking about ladies, you know, I can't wait to meet y'all, even though I'm celibate. Yeah. Like, he's everywhere, man, you know. It's crazy. I think I've already associated T.O. a lot to my uncle, man. He might be bipolar, man. My uncle is officially diagnosed bipolar. Maybe T.O. is too. Like, and for me, I always felt like we did it to my uncle. The minute he fucking smoked, it would cause a psychotic break in his ass, and he would become another fucking person. It was like me, myself, and Irene, or whatever the fuck that movie with Jim Carrey was. Shit was real.
So, answer the second part too. As you end my call, like, how should he handle this? Like, Top Rank, how should he handle the Top Rank?
Now, again, like, I believe that because ain't been no pushback. Now, okay. That's even fishy, right? Because he said, I didn't take the fight because I don't want to be extended. But then he says, but then he's trying to take clout for sending an offer to Jaron, who, if he would have beat, would have been another belt under Top Rank, which means it would have got extended.
Mm-hmm.
So T.O.'s all over the place, man.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, okay. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Ness. I appreciate you, bro.
All right. Yeah, he all over the place, man. All I know that until they come out and say it ain't true, that firefight extension is nasty work. That shit,
what do you say about the monkey shit on the show?
He tried to use the same excuse he used on the first interview, where he was like, "Oh, I was just playing up to Tank. He goes as the gorilla." And then he was like, but, you know, we all come from monkeys. And it's like, I fucked up. Because it was a spontaneous interview. I was already trying to do the best I could. And that's where I see that I when I play it back in my mind, because I haven't heard the I didn't never go back and listen to it. But when I play the situation in my mind, I'm like, damn, my counter should have been, hold up, man. You, throughout this interview, been saying Jesus Christ and how you Christian. There's no way you could believe that we evolved from monkeys. Is either you fucking Christian, right, or you an atheist? Which is it? You can't do both. But knowing Tio, he'd have been like, nah, my man, that's what makes me special. I'm capable of being religious, but also, you know, learning the scientific. Like, yo, T.O.'s all over the place. He's not going to give you the answer you want. He's going to give you the answer he wants.
He has a gift for gab, too.
You know it. But shout out to him, man. He jumped on, and I want to believe that he's not doing bad and that he was being genuine. You know, he said, we going to bury the hatchet. So hopefully we see more of T.O. sightings here. But that looks like the last caller. And that makes it a wrap. Nez GTO. We back at it tomorrow morning.
All right.
Peace.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.